You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Hopefully you're staying warm. We welcome you into another edition of KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, our Coach's Corner program every Saturday, brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Well, we took a week off of the Coach's Corner last week for a number of reasons. One of the more obvious ones being we didn't play any basketball around Plymouth County last week, so there would have been nothing to talk about with the coaches. They didn't even have practices last week, so we couldn't even talk to them about practices. So we figured it best to just give them a week to get some games under their belt, and then we can get them on to actually have something to talk about here in the past week. So that's what we did. We do have girls basketball coaches on today, including Galen Catholic head coach Brandon Checker. He's going to be coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Lamar's community head coach Sydney Baumgartner, Bulldogs ranked number 7 in Class 4A. She'll join us around the bottom of the hour, a little bit before that. And then to finish off the program, we are going to have MMCRU head girls basketball coach Jillian Lecce on. The Royals off to a 2-7 start. They actually play tonight against Hartley Melvin Sanborn and then play Tuesday against Hartley Melvin Sanborn as well. Just kind of what happens when you have changes to the schedule and you got to have some remake-ups. That stuff's going to happen. Let's take a look at some scores from yesterday on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Starting with girls basketball, 7th-ranked Bulldogs fell to 13th-ranked Sioux City East in a big way last night, 78-40. Really tough loss for the Bulldogs. We'll talk with Coach Baumgartner a little bit about that game. 14th-ranked Hinton defeated Harris Lake Park 51-21. Akron Westfield over South O'Brien 55-40. And Galen Catholic fell to 14th-ranked George Little Rock. Mustangs having a great year. 62-26, that final score. To some boys basketball scores, East beat Lamar's 91-50. High-scoring ball game there. Hinton took down Harris Lake Park in boys basketball 48-37, a huge upset win for Akron Westfield. They take down 10th-ranked South O'Brien 63-50, and the Galen Catholic boys fell to George Little Rock 70-53. And of course, as always, we've got plenty more scores and results to bring to you. They're always on our website at KLEM1410.com. Again, it is a girls basketball edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner. Brandon Checker joins us coming up in just a minute. We'll have Sydney Baumgartner, head coach of Lamar's Community, and MMCRU head coach Jillian Lecce. That's all coming your way on the Coach's Corner. We'll get Brandon Checker on the line when we come back. You're listening to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We're back to the KLEM Coach's Corner, brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Daniel Versteg with you. Joining us now is the head coach of the Galen Catholic girls basketball team. That's Coach Brandon Checker. Jays had a couple of games this week. Of course, we're in the same boat with everybody last week in not being able to do a whole lot. I guess, Coach, we'll start with that. We'll address the elephant in the room of that week and how it impacted your team. What could you do? What were you able to do while everybody was snowed in last week?
You know, the funny thing is when you asked me to be on the radio show this morning, I'm like, I'm not sure what the heck we're going to talk about. but luckily we got a couple games in. Yeah, last week was it's January in Iowa. What do we expect? It happens every year. Now, last week was a little bit different where it knocked us out for most of the week. We were able to get in a couple of quick practices. You know, the kids had 2 days of school. I had practice right after school, sent them home early. So, you know, we got an hour in, hour and a half for a day or two last week, just to get the kids moving, stuff along that line. Otherwise, there's not a lot you can do. You tell the kids to watch some film in their free time, which they had plenty of. So you hope the kids watch some film. And, you know, when you get the chance to be in the gym, you do as much as you can in the quick little time that you have. And, you know, but you can't worry about it. You know, it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. And, you know, the other teams are in the same boat, too. So you make the best of the situation and go from there.
Did you kind of have to treat it like a second holiday break almost once you knew how long, okay, this is going to last probably about a week or so? You kind of, because it almost broke up your season into a third part, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is we laugh about it. I don't know if the kids have been in school more than 3-4 days since the holiday break. You know?
Right.
It's one of those things. And actually, when we did that practice last week, it was very, I knew that we weren't going to have much time in the gym. So instead of, you know, going hard, then slowing things down, then going hard, then slowing things down, you know, we just had a very intense hour and a half, get up and down the court just because we didn't know if tomorrow we'd have practice, tomorrow we'd have a game, or if it would be a few more days. So we just went hard to try to get, you know, try to keep that blood flowing, get as much, up and down cardio activity that we could, just because we know that, you know, let's be honest, not every kid's out moving snow and getting a workout in. So do what you can in those situations and make the best of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Staying in shape is definitely key. And at least we do have at least a couple games to talk with you about this week. I figured last week we probably could have talked about the NFL playoffs or something, but I figured we can leave that to the experts. A loss to West Sioux on Tuesday, and then a loss to a good George Little Rock team last night. Coach, how much stock can you put? I know you said everybody's in the same boat, obviously, this week with, you know, little practice and little preparation time for some of these games. But how much stock can you put into how your team plays after not being able to be on the floor for so long?
Yeah, you know, that just goes back to the mental side of it. If basketball player, it doesn't matter if you're off for a day or off for a week, you're ready to go. At least that's my mentality. Everybody's different, obviously, and stuff along that lines, but anybody that plays a sport, any coach, you know, you step back on the court and you go. That's always been the mentality. So now you hope that everybody else has that mentality with you. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't think that's how we came out, against West Sioux. A little disappointed with our performance that night. I don't think we, you know, again, it's that mental internal battle that we seem to have right now with our team, where everybody's kind of just kind of down on themselves, worried that they're going to make mistakes. You know, it's the same thing that we've kind of talked about all season. And, you know, coming out of that game with a loss was pretty disappointing. You know, I thought we were the better team overall, but we didn't play that way at all that night. So we had a really good, we had a little bit of good talk after that game, but not too much, to be honest. We came in the next night when we actually had practice, which was good, Wednesday, and I thought we had a really good team talk at that moment. And, you know, I was able to come up with something that I think hit home a little bit with the girls, so they could look at their mentality of how they're looking at games, how they're looking at how they feel they're going to make mistakes instead of going out and being positive on the court. And I hope it made sense to them, and hope it rang a little rang true for them. And I thought we had an amazing practice on Wednesday, probably one of the better ones that we've had all season. Now, unfortunately, cut short again. You know, we went pretty quick, got up and down the court. Missed out on a game Thursday, and obviously no practice on Thursday, so I wasn't sure how going into last night's game was going to happen. But, you know, that a tough loss, like you said, against a good George Little Rock team, and without three of our main players. I mean, we were without Rizea last night, our leading scorer. We were without Lubin and Schmidt, who, you know, are two of the top three that come off the bench for me right away. So, you know, we were shorthanded last night going into last night, too, and everybody knew that. Everybody knew they were going to have to step up in different positions. But the reason I think our talk on Wednesday kind of hit home a little bit is last night, even being shorthanded playing against a good team, I didn't see heads down. And I've seen heads down all season long. And I didn't see heads down as much last night. There was still some, but I didn't see as much heads down last night. And I think everybody was starting to focus a little bit more on the positive instead of always being on the negative. And so even though it was a loss to a good team and we were shorthanded and stuff along that lines, I'm looking at the silver lining. The silver lining was maybe we took a step forward last night, and there hasn't been a lot of steps forward this season. So I'm happy with that because if we can turn the mentality around and finish out the season strong, not only does it finish out the season strong, but it puts us in a good spot going into the summer and going into next season as well.
Brandon Checker with us, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. And that is encouraging to see because you guys have been on a few occasions incredibly shorthanded, whether it be injuries or whatever the case may be. So this is something that, unfortunately, the girls have kind of had to learn and grow up with. But it's like you said, you learn from it, and you take the opportunity as it comes. If you're say playing behind Rizea or Emerson or Haley,
absolutely. And you know, last night was a great example. You know, Larissa Pullen normally doesn't handle the ball much because Rye usually does most of that. She was forced into that role last night, and I thought she did an amazing job. That was a great bright spot out of it, is knowing that, hey, we have another ball handler on this team. And, you know, I think she was always just okay with kind of allowing Rye to take that role and stay, you know, in the shadows a little bit. And she obviously had to be burst out on the scene last night. And I thought she did an amazing job when I had to pull her, you know, Haley Pullen and Grace stepped up in those positions. And I thought they did well with that last night. So, you know, unfortunately, we didn't have those players. But the great thing about it is it forces players. And just like you said, you know, some unfortunate injuries at times, it's forced some other players to have to step up and take on a little bit more of a role. And that's a really good thing, not only for this season, not only for going into next season, but for them mentally, for this sport, for other sports, for life in general. For them to have that opportunity to have to step up in a different role, in a different position, in a different leadership role is just good for each one of them. And so that was the nice thing coming out of last night.
And the positives I see, at least, you know, looking at some of the numbers and catching a bit of the game from Tuesday night anyway, after the fact, is it seems like, you know, the response has come in the fact that, okay, your struggles are not necessarily with taking care of the basketball anymore. Now, yesterday, like you said, was a different story. You had a new ball handler against a top 15 team. That was a different story. But, gosh, coach, to only turn the ball over 12 times against West Sioux on Tuesday night, you got to be really pleased with the strides you've made in that department. And then I guess now it's just, you know, finishing the offensive possession and getting the shot to go.
You're absolutely correct. You know, that's the one thing that has improved as the season has gone is we don't worry about the press nearly as much as we did early on in the season. It doesn't create chaos for us in the full court anymore. And even last night it didn't. You know, those turnovers came in the half court. With some aggressive passing. So I'm not even necessarily upset with some of those turnovers last night because they were looking for some really good opportunities, just you know, the execution maybe wasn't there. Right. But yeah, holding ourselves to under 15 turnovers, let's be honest, holding ourselves to under 20, 25 turnovers a game is phenomenal, especially the way we play. We want to get up and down the court. We want to push the ball. So to be able to do that into a game, put up 50 points, which we haven't done in a while, was really fun to be a part of. You know, having Rye go off for a career high, 29 points doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. My disappointment would be more on the defensive end. We were very lazy on our closeouts. We weren't very aggressive on defense, and I thought we were a lot more aggressive last night against the top 15 team. I thought we were more aggressive against Hinton, you know, a few weeks back. So if we would have done that Tuesday night against West Sioux, it's a different story. And why we came out like that, you know, I'm still looking for answers a little bit.
Right.
You know, it's just that motor. We talked about that last night. It seems like a lot of other teams just have a motor in them. And for some reason, we don't have that motor, that get up and go where, you know, it's not like a lot of these teams have, you know, that much more skill or ability than us. They just have more of a motor. They have girls that just go. And right now that's what we're looking for from ours, is finding a little bit more of a get up and go mentality, a little more of a constant motor in them.
Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball, in the coach's corner with us here this Saturday morning. And you talk about Rizea having a career night offensively. That was huge to see. And but like you said, I guess the motor kind of goes into this part too, and the desire for it is you need some other players to kind of pick up a little bit more of the pieces for her. I mean, she can score 30, 40 points a night. It's ultimately not going to end up making the difference if another player doesn't step up and take some leadership on their own as well.
That's exactly right. I mean, I think that was the neat thing last night, is seeing some other girls step up. Now, unfortunately, we still didn't have enough scoring. And that's been a problem this season. It's been Rye, and then, you know, we've had one or two girls score in double figures this year. Other than that, we haven't had anybody else in double figures in a game, and that hurts. You know, this is a team sport. We can't have one girl, you know, you can have one girl leading the charge, but you got to have somebody backing us up, and that's not what we have right now. So we're really looking forward to finding a girl or two to be able to step up and put up another 10, 12 points for us, and not just once or twice, but a little bit more on a consistent basis. And that's what we're missing.
You got a couple of games here. Three games actually next week, if we count the Saturday matchup with Rims and St. Mary's. It's really now kind of crunch time. Only five games or so left on the schedule. Six on the schedule yet for you. What are the things that you want to see, that you want to be able to execute on, that you want to get done before it really, really counts with postseason play here in the beginning of February?
You know, we're just looking for more of that positive nature from last night, and building on that, continuing with that type of mindset, and finding that extra player or two that will come along and score some points for us. If we can find a player or two that wants to score a few points, and, you know, continue with that positive attitude that we had last night and continue to build on that, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for wins, losses. I'm looking for building just on that team mentality, building on that positive nature that we started last night. And if we can do that, then, you know, we could have some fun the rest of the season.
Yeah, I hope that happens. I'm looking forward to seeing if your team can grow a little bit more here the next couple of weeks. Hope they can. We always appreciate your time, Brandon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds great, man. Have a great day.
You too. That's Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball, in the coach's corner. We'll come back. Sydney Baumgartner, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls, joins us when we come back on the coach's corner here on KLEM.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest, Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360, Downtown Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We're back in the KLEM Coach's Corner, brought to you every Saturday morning by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Joining us now on the Coach's Corner program, she is the head coach of the 7th-ranked girls basketball team in Class 4A currently. That's Lamar's Community and head coach Sydney Baumgartner. The Bulldogs also in the same boat as Galen Catholic, as MMCRU that we're going to talk about later on. They did not play last week. They had two games here this week. Defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton on Tuesday by 23, and then took a tough loss last night to East High, a game you heard right here on KLEM. But, Coach, I guess this is kind of how we're starting things. Last week, boy, what can you do when all your games get bumped and you really maybe got, what, an hour and a half of practice last week?
Yeah, it felt like that. Maybe even less at some point. It's kind of a hard thing, but, you know, everyone's in the same boat at the end of the day. I think the time that we did have was valuable, and we had to find ways to get ready for games without a lot of preparation and practice. We even kind of had that this week too, we couldn't have practice Thursday before last night's game. And you know, it's a tough thing, but also I think I have a pretty good group of girls. I played enough basketball together that they have to kind of figure it out and be leaders on the court for us, and recognize and prepare mentally before the games for us. But I'm hoping that the rest of the season can go as planned and actually have some practices before our games. But yeah, that was a tough little stretch for us, but just have to figure it out at the end of the day.
Yeah, you and me both. We need, we need some games to be played on a regular schedule here the next few weeks. I can't take any more cancellations and moving around of the schedule. It's it screwed up enough last week. We need some games to be played. And,
for sure.
And thankfully, you got a couple here this past week with Sergeant Plough Luton on Tuesday, East last night. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about just how you thought, just in general, after coming off a week where maybe all the preparation you could do was film watching while you're snowed in at home, how did the yep. girls respond this week to that scenario and finally getting back onto the floor?
Yeah, we obviously didn't have practice Monday. We got a little practice in on Sunday, so it was helpful for us. But then we played SBL on Tuesday, and I think SBL is a better team than what their record shows.
Sure.
They have a lot of younger girls and some senior girls that lead them, and they're pretty big compared to us. And so sometimes that can cause us some troubles. But I thought overall we played a really good game against SBL. I thought our first quarter wasn't the greatest. Mm-hmm. SBL hit some shots that I thought were pretty contested. And we couldn't get some shots to fall in the first quarter, but our second quarter really led us into the rest of the game. When we go on a 22-1 quarter, that's tough.
Yeah.
And I thought we played way better and responded after that first quarter, and then it kind of just continued in the second half for us. So I thought our girls did a pretty good job of coming out with some energy and recognizing that even if we're down, we can still make up that deficit by playing really good defense, and that leads into our offense.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that second quarter in particular, because I heard that and I was like, wow, that's you don't hold very many teams without a field goal in a quarter very often. 22-1 in the second quarter. So what changed first to second quarter to kind of propel you into a defensive showing, number one, and then producing on the offensive end, too?
Yeah, I've told you and many other people all year long that our defense leads to our offense, and so I thought defensively for us, we put way more pressure on their guards to make it tougher for them to get into their post, because that's exactly where they want to get it. And so we were in the passing lane. We got some really easy steals and layups in the second quarter. And then I thought offensively for us, we were way more patient and got the shot that we wanted rather than forcing something that probably wasn't the greatest opportunity for us scoring-wise. But I thought Jalen and Zoe did a really good job of pressuring. I know Jalen got a couple easy steals in transition for us, and it makes it look a lot prettier when the ball goes in the hoop, and that definitely gives us a lot of momentum offensively as well. So I was proud of how our girls responded after having a not awesome first quarter. You know, we were down at 10 at one point, and I thought they did a good job of working together and figuring it out.
And boy, the ball went through the hoop a ton for Jalen in that contest with 8 threes, 33 points, tying a couple of players who had 8 three-pointers in the game, and Beth Swift and Madison Dreckman. You played with one of those girls anyway.
Yeah,
that's an impressive feat to be able to match Madison in anything is pretty remarkable. Just what went into that performance by Jalen, and how did maybe that patience lead into her being able to kind of settle into a rhythm from the outside?
Yeah, Jalen's a really good shooter, and she works really hard to be a really good shooter. And I think our team is also really good at recognizing who's hot every night. We're a very unselfish team, in my opinion, and obviously Jalen got some easy buckets in transition, and I think when she starts seeing the ball go through the hoop, she gains a lot of confidence really, really quick. And I just thought they played a zone defense against us, and I thought we reversed the ball really well. Jalen made herself available, and we used screens, attacking in the gaps to get her open looks, but it was fun to watch her shoot and make 8 threes. Then there was Madison. I've seen that a lot too.
Yeah.
So it looks pretty when it goes in, that's for sure. But yeah, Jalen's a really good shooter. She's been playing really, really well for us this year. But also, I think you have to give a lot of credit to her teammates as well that find her in those situations.
Well, Zoe definitely did that a bunch. She finished with 8 assists. But it really was kind of a whole team effort to share the basketball. You finish with 21 assists on 23 made baskets. That's really got to be encouraging for you when the ball is moving that much and always seeming to find an open girl.
Yeah, that's one of our big goals is to, we want to have about 15 assists a game. And then when you see you have 21 out of the 23 made shots, that just shows you have a really unselfish team. And that wants to share the ball, and doesn't matter who scores the basket every night. So that was really positive and encouraging. The girls have a lot more fun when that's happening too. So,
Sydney Baumgartner with us. She's the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. That was the win against Sergeant Bluff Luton, and I guess the other part I wanted to touch on your rebounding effort. I mean, overall. The total number of rebounds, maybe not as great a total, but boy, you guys crashed the offensive glass on Tuesday night. That's one of those kind of deals that just kind of takes effort, intensity, and a desire to want to go get the rebound, right?
Absolutely. I don't. It's really hard to teach the concept of rebounding. you can try as much, but honestly, I think it really just comes down to a girl wanting it more than the other. And I thought we did a good job against SBL where, you know, they're sitting in the zone and a lot of girls are out of position where I thought like Lexi and Grace did a really good job of crashing the boards really, really hard for us. And that just gave extra possessions and that allowed us to, you know, make a couple more baskets because girls are out of position and we can find the or attack them while they're scrambling. But yeah, that's a big thing that we've worked on after since break and have really emphasized in practices and games that if we rebound really well on both ends, then good things are going to happen for us. And I think we've done a way better job than what we did in the first part of the season. And it shows a lot more the second half of the season for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely showed on Tuesday night. And that was a great win, good conference win, way to get back into the grind again. And then you have a game like last night. And, you know, it was just so so tough to watch from up there because, Coach, I'm sure the same feeling was on the bench. You know that they can play so much better than that, and they can put together a better four quarters of play. It just didn't seem to click or happen last night.
Yeah, it was. East is a really good team, and they have their point guard back, and she's really, really good, and she helps them tremendously. But you know, I was expecting a little bit more than what we did last night. I thought we turned over the ball a lot more than what we're typically doing. I mean, I think we average about 12, 13 turnovers a game, and I felt like we had 30. It felt like,
right.
I know it wasn't that, but it was just a lot of empty possessions for us offensively, and that kills us. And then on the defensive side, you know, I thought we did an okay job in the first half. Kind of got lost and allowed some of their shooters to get open threes. But I just thought in the second half we were not very engaged or intense defensively, and really that's what kills us at the end of the day. If we can't get it done on the defensive end, it's really hard to do it on the offensive end for us. So my opinion about last night's game is East is a really good team, but there's a lot of things that we did to hurt ourselves, and we have to kind of take a step back and reflect on it and make those adjustments before we continue playing in the conference play, because it's getting into crunch time before pairings come out for postseason. And, you know, right now where we're at ranked-wise is a really good spot to be in. But, you know, we can't have games like that where we lose by that many points against a good team, because we also have to believe that we're a really good team as well. But, you know, a game to learn from, and a game to kind of also flush at the same time.
Right. Yeah, that's one of those games that you definitely don't want to dwell on too much. And yeah, the turnover aspect was, you know, the frustrating part about the game, a number of frustrating things. But it was also like Coach Irwin was talking about throughout the game. It wasn't just, you're turning it over and giving them possessions. Coach, it felt like a lot of those turnovers ended up in an open court kind of scenario where they could take it and run and then just get an easy basket on you. It was like cherry picking half the time.
Yeah. We've also talked a lot about if we don't make layups, it's hard to transition defensively for us. Because most of the time we have three girls on the baseline, and then we have to run to the opposite baseline. And so, you know, I thought we missed a lot of easy layups right away in the beginning in the first quarter. And, you know, honestly, that could have changed the momentum for us a little bit if we would have made, you know, half of those. We cut the deficit way more. But, yeah, it's hard when you don't make layups or you don't finish possessions because East is a really good team, really fast team that – they have a lot of good girls on their team that will run in the open court, and that's what kind of killed us too at the end of the day, just the finishing and effort part of that.
Yeah, they're athletic. They can score, and yeah, but that's a tough game, but you get the chance to hopefully totally put it away, throw it into the garbage with this coming week. You've got a big week, two road games, Helin on Tuesday, Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln on Friday. Coach, do you, in heading into a week, do you, you know, stress the importance of it, or do you just have to take this week like it's another couple of games and you just got to approach it as such?
Yeah, I personally think that Helin's just another game and AL's just another game for us. That's how we have to kind of approach it. We got to play with a lot more confidence than what we did last night, for sure, against these next two teams. I mean, obviously, Helin's a really good team, but I also believe that we're a really, really good team as well. So I'm excited for that matchup. Helin's playing really well lately. And so, you know, we got to really clean it up defense on the defensive side to play against them. They are very quick, and they are a very similar team to kind of how East plays. And so we'll just have to clean those things up, hopefully with a practice on Monday. And then, you know, AL is another good team that we have to capitalize on and make sure that we come in there and take care of business right away. So I think you just go into each of these games with a mindset that, you know, you're a good team and you can compete with anyone and anything can happen. We just got to look as a team on this weekend and on Monday and figure out what things do we need to get better at. And there's, you know, and take the next steps of being a good team, because we're not at our peak yet and we can't take steps backwards. We got to take steps forwards. Yep. So it's a big week for us, but I'm excited because I think it's, you know, after last night's game, it's kind of a reality check for our team of where do we want to be at. Are we content with this happening all the time, or do we want to get mad and want to compete really hard and beat a good team on Tuesday and Friday?
Yeah, it's going to be a really big question, and like you said, hoping to see that peak here later on in the season and heading into hopefully a nice tournament run for you. Coach, always appreciate your time. Enjoy talking to you. Best of luck this coming week, and we'll be chatting throughout the week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. It's our pleasure. That's Sydney Baumgartner, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. Come back and wrap up the show with MMCRU head coach Jillian Lecce. That's after this here on KLEM.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Our program every Saturday brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, and Nohava Construction. Joining us now on the Coach's Corner is the head coach of the MMCRU girls basketball team. That's Coach Jillian Lecce. The Royals are 2-7, and boy, have only played one game in the last 2 weeks. Of course, they're kind of in the same boat as everybody else. They did take on an Akron Westfield squad here on Tuesday. Coach, I know we talked before the Christmas break about you know, just kind of the youth your team has and things like that. As you've gone through these first nine games or so, how have you seen them grow? What kind of things have stood out about their improvement as the season's gone along?
Well, you know, in all honesty, it's been hard to see the improvement because of all the breaks that we had.
Right.
You know, the Christmas break and actually right before Christmas, we had a couple games rescheduled due to the death in our community. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, this last week with no school and practically no practices, it's been really hard to catch a rhythm. And I think that's probably for a lot of teams, mm-hmm. Even with the 2 weeks off. But it's been really hard to catch a rhythm and with each other. We do our best to work on what we need to in practice, but just the gel motion is just not quite there yet. I'm hoping, I keep praying for no more snow and then it keeps coming. But you know, all in all, the younger girls, they are getting the hang of certain things, but there's still a lot of growing to do. Our seniors also are starting to step up a little bit more, which helps a lot too. But yeah, all in all, it's just been hard to catch a rhythm, really.
Yeah, and it would be one thing, Coach, too, if it was just the games getting canceled or just this. But I mean, I would have to imagine you could probably count on one hand the amount of times you've been able to meet for practices as a team the last 2 weeks just because of the weather.
Exactly. It's been really hard.
So, you know, when you have a situation like that, what can you do to kind of help, you know, bridge the gap a little bit to still maybe find some time to work on something while this is going on?
Right. Mainly the thing that we do is whatever game we had last, I usually go through and I make little tags on the game and say, all right, everybody, we're not able to practice today, so you guys need to go watch film. We usually have them watch, and they look at my notes, and if they have questions, they shoot me a text or whatever. So it's kind of a film session away from each other. So we try to get that film time in as much as we can, especially for the young ones, so they learn by their mistakes. And if they learn from their mistakes, it's not a real mistake. So we're trying to get the film time in as well as, yeah, anytime we can get in the gym, you know, usually on Sundays, if the weather's okay, then we're like, hey, if you want to come in, I'll open the gym for you.
Sure.
Like that. So, yeah, it's been difficult, but we're trying to find ways to keep the girls focused.
That's the million-dollar thing right there is keeping the focus there. And you know, the season you've had, it's, you know, not the best as far as win-loss is concerned, but like you said, you're still learning, you're still growing. I wanted to ask you about, you know, one of the few seniors you do have on your roster, and she's your top scorer, and Jaden Young. How much have you relied on her to be kind of a leader on the court and maybe kind of an extension of the coaching staff this season?
Yeah, definitely. Probably too much. But we've relied on her a lot. She has been a very, very good role model for the girls on and off the court. and especially with the, you know, her leading scorer. She wasn't the leading scorer last year, but we had known she was capable of doing it, and this year she has to. So it's one of those things where, you know, she stepped up as a senior, and the girls are they're following in her footsteps, which helps a lot. But we need help. She can't do it all by herself. So we need girls to step up and be scorers, and you know, help her bring the ball up the floor so she has more opportunity to score. But yeah, it's we've relied on her a lot, and sometimes almost too much. But she's taken the role very seriously, and with as much as power as she possibly can.
And that's the biggest thing, too, is it's not, you know, just, oh, I'm going to go out and score 10, 11 points a night, whatever it may be. It's also, it seems like she's doing her best to try and get others involved because she's leading your team in assists as well. I mean, that shows another good mark of a really strong leader for you.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, we talk to the girls all the time about, you know, stats and things like that and what stats we need to see more of. And assists was one of them, as well as rebounds. And she has really, really shined with those stats as well. And the girls are trying to follow in her footsteps.
Coach, I want to ask you about the Akron-Westfield game on Tuesday. I see your scores, and I always think, man, you guys are able to do a really good job on the defensive end. You hold teams to maybe around 50 points most of the time. I guess what kind of stood out about how you guys play defense maybe on Tuesday night?
Our main defense is our pack line man-to-man defense where we play big help side defense. But we knew that Akron had a really good player, so we played a box and one on her for a while. And the other girls on the court started to score more, so we said, you need to close out on those girls. It's not just Madison that's going to be scoring. You guys got to really focus on the other girls, too, and tell me where. But don't lose Madison. So they did a good job of it. We always have focused on defense since I started 8 years ago. That's been my biggest thing. We have to thrive on the defensive end, and our offense will follow. But I'll be honest, that was the problem. Our defense was fine. Our offense, we could not. Our shots weren't falling. Our three-point shots usually fell at least a little bit, a couple of them, and there was very, very few three-point shots. And even then, I told the girls our three-point shots are not falling, so you gotta take it into the rim. And we had troubles with that. And then towards the end of the game, we finally did that, but it was too late by then. So, it's just a lot of learning situations for the girls. But defensively, yes, I do think we did okay. But there's always room for improvement.
Absolutely. MMCRU head coach of girls basketball, Jillian Lecce, joining us on the Coach's Corner. In a scenario like that where, I've been able to watch you guys. You guys aren't, like, forcing your three-point looks by any means. It's got to be, frustrating might be the best word when you get the looks you want and then they just don't fall and as a coach you just got to kind of say, hey, we need to keep shooting those and they'll eventually fall, or like you said, you just got to get better, more high percentage looks, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is frustrating, yes. Especially as a coach, because I'm only from the sideline. I can't really make them shoot better. But I do have strategies to try to get them back in their rhythm. And, it's a matter of how they focus on listening to the words that I say. And because I know how to get them there, they just got to listen to me. So, and they're young yet. They're super young. We knew that going into the season it was going to be a tough season. Every single game was going to be a battle. Just to try to get the W, and I think the girls are learning what varsity basketball really is and how hard it is. It's not just a cakewalk anymore. So they're learning. It'll get there, and I'm excited for the years to come.
I am too. Who are some of those underclassmen right now that have just kind of maybe showed those flashes of, hey, they've got that ability in them. It's just maybe getting it out of them more consistently for you guys?
Agreed, yeah. Our freshmen, some of our freshmen that are on the floor with us are Gracie Schrader, mm-hmm. Pia Tenniger, Chloe Aulish, Aaliyah and Brielle Lux, and those are our main ones that are on varsity. There's a few others that have shown potential but not quite there yet. Yep. There's a lot of freshmen, and we have a few sophomores and juniors as well, but not as many as we have freshmen. So they need to step up and contribute. And some of those girls have been stepping up. We actually had Gracie Schrader on Madison for the Akron game, and she shut her down in the second half, which helped a lot. It was a matter of, even Tia, I think she shot 10 three-point shots, and only one of them went. And she's a better three-point shooter than that. So it was just one of those frustrating deals where, we got to find a way to the basket and keep shooting. And then, of course, Chloe, she's our post player. She's Chloe and Aaliyah. They've both been getting decent minutes. But, You know, we tell them, you need more rebounds. You got to get more rebounds. You guys are our big dogs in there. You got to get more rebounds. So, you know, all in all, you know, they're a good group. They are coachable. Mm-hmm. They want to do better for the team. It's just a lot of pressure on them, I think.
Yeah, and hopefully that starts relieving here, and they can see the fruits of their labor. And you got another opportunity here tonight with Hartley Melvin Sanborn, and I think you get them two nights in a row. You'll have them on Tuesday as well. So I guess if you're looking at this game and then playing them again next week, what are the things you want to see in these next couple of games to put a good product on the floor?
I definitely want to see us, you know, thrive on the offensive end. I know defensively we have strategies put in place for their tall girls and what they do as an offense for HMS. But I feel like, you know, if we can put our strategy in place, we'll do a great job. But that's the thing, is we have to figure out how to gel and what are the refs going to call. Because that's one of the big things that's been struggling, what we've been struggling with too, is fouls.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's double bonus after five, right. So it's been a struggle. But you know, it's a learning experience, and I'm excited to see how we do. It is kind of weird for me too. I don't think I've had a team two times in a row. I mean, it's been a crazy year. It's a new one for me. So, but I'm excited to see how we do tonight, and then as well on Tuesday, because we turn it right around. Both teams. We don't have any other games in between, so it's. It's back-to-back, it'll be interesting to see that.
It will be, yeah. This darn snow. I second you. We got to get rid of this stuff. It's getting in the way at this point. But I'm looking forward to hopefully a nice long run of practices and games for you guys, and eager to see how the rest of the season goes for you this year. So, Coach, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and we'll hopefully talk soon.
All right, thank you so much.
Absolutely. That's Jillian Lecce, head coach of MMCRU Girls Basketball, on the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic Lamars, serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. Accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamars, across from Four Brothers. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Let me welcome you back one final time into the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio, the program every Saturday brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. My thanks as always to the head coach is joining us, Galen Catholic head coach Brandon Checker, Lamar's community head coach Sydney Baumgartner, and MMCRU head coach Jillian Lecce. Great chat with all three of them. We hope to have plenty more basketball for you here the next couple of weeks. We do have our next couple of weeks on our KLEM sports broadcast schedule. We're going to be kind of splitting up the weeks. This coming week is going to be all focused on Lamar's community, and then the following week will be focused on Galen Catholic. Lamar's is at Bishop Heelan Tuesday night. It's going to be a big doubleheader. Both Crusader teams are ranked or have been ranked this season. We'll have it for you on KLEM starting at 5:15. Then we head down to Council Bluffs. The Bulldogs take on the Lynx of Abe Lincoln. We'll have a pregame again starting at 5:15 on Friday night. That can all be heard right here on KLEM Radio as always. So make sure you stay up to date with any sports-related news and notes. You can find that information on our website, KLEM1410.com. Or, of course, I always encourage following us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. You can get all that into your social media feed by following us there. Next week, we'll have the boys basketball coaches on around Plymouth County and get their thoughts on how the season is shaping out
for their programs. Until then, Daniel Versteeg with you. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the KLEM Coaches Corner right here on KLEM Radio.